This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. So futures prices rallied 4 out of 5 days last week. May futures rallying to 83.43 last Friday after that WASD report, but fell sharply last Monday after setting the week's low at 79.84. Open interest falling over 7,000 contracts to 223.601. You know, stocks continued to surge higher throughout the week. Good economic news helping to propel major indices to fresh all-time highs. Consumer price data showing higher than expected inflation, but the market read the news as a sign that consumers are absorbing higher prices in stride. Now, the export sales on Thursday seemed to disappoint the market. Prices dipped 150 points in the hour after the report's release, but also managed to recover losses by the close of trading on Thursday. In the week ending April 8, shippers made net new sales of 122,000 barrels of Upland for the year. The biggest buyers, Turkey, Pakistan, and Vietnam. Combined shipments of Upland and Pima healthy. Although the sales were somewhat lower than expected, mill demand has continued, and most shippers expect healthy sales to continue over the remaining 16 weeks of the marketing year. For Plains Cotton Cooperative Association, I'm Tony St. James.